Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
So today we're going to talk about this story, this case out of the city of Houston. I'm sure a lot of you have seen this video about what happened at Ford Taqueria, where a man walked in with a gun that turned out to be fake, although it looked quite real, and proceeded to rob the place. Now, during the course of the robbery, as you can see, this man right here is fidgeting in his chair because what he's doing is drawing a weapon that he carries on him. Now, you guys can watch the full video. It will be linked in the description of this video, but due to the fact that YouTube's terms of service is what it is, and due to the fact that I don't actually enjoy showing you videos of people getting killed, I'm gonna have to freeze it right here, but I will tell you what happens in the video. So as you can see, he gets up out of the chair, he points his gun at his back, and he ended up firing in quick succession around 9 shots. Now, there was an additional shot fired a little bit later on, and the local news actually says it was towards his head. I don't know if this hit him in the head or anything like that. And this has brought up yet again another debate about self-defense versus going too far.
Dramatic moments inside a Houston restaurant. We've frozen the graphic video as a customer fires 8 shots and then one more, killing a would-be robber.
After he took that gun, video shows the customer let off a final shot in the direction of that robber's head.
Now, originally, I wasn't really going to cover this story unless it resulted in criminal charges, so we could break down whether or not, under Texas law, this is a self-defense case or not. And obviously, you guys know that the fact that the gun turned out to be fake doesn't actually matter in terms of the self-defense scenario, because you had every reason to believe that the gun was real, and he's waving it around, pointing it at people, robbing people. And there's a person you can see at the end of the taqueria that has their hands up because people are afraid that there's a deadly threat. But there's actually much more to the story than I originally thought, because the perpetrator in this situation is a man called Eugene Washington. Now, Washington is a career criminal. Washington has a history of armed robberies, including an arrest and conviction for an armed robbery that resulted in the death of a 63-year-old man. Now, this happened in 2015. He was sentenced to 15 years in prison, and yet he's out and he's committing another crime. And not only did he commit this crime, but while he committed it, he was on bond for yet another crime.
In 2015, records show Eric was convicted of aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon and sentenced to 15 years in prison in connection to the shooting death of the business owner, 62-year-old Hamid Warridge.
He was there. He did not kill their father, but he was there and their father got killed. And that I am sorry for. I never got to say that to them, but I'm sorry for that.
Eric served 7 years and was released on parole.
So in terms of Eugene Washington, the person, we know who he is. He's somebody who's committing crime after crime. He was involved in a murder. You would think that in Texas, they would have charged him with felony murder, because when you commit an armed robbery, that's a felony. And even if he didn't pull the trigger, somebody dying as a result of that robbery should be a felony murder. But he got convicted of a lesser charge, probably pled guilty to those charges, and ended up with a 15-year sentence, and appears to have been released after 7 years. That's it. Now, people get released early all the time from prison. This is just the way it is in our country. We have an overcrowding issue. There's also laws that mandate that you have to serve a minimum of 50% or 2/3 of your sentence, or in the harshest of states, something like 85% of your sentence. However, when you look at the math, you can clearly see, since this was at the beginning of this year, I believe it was January 5th of this year, this is clearly a very short sentence. It's likely he didn't even serve a full 7 years, because I'm assuming that he wasn't convicted and sentenced in January of 2015. And there's a lot of things that go into it. I understand that people get double credit in California. I don't know if this is true in Texas for serving time in jail awaiting trial. But typically, if you're released early, what ends up happening is that you're on parole for the length of your sentence, and any criminal violation could result in you being sent back to prison. So I find it quite curious that this person committed another crime and then was just let out on bond.
Online records reveal Eric had been out of jail on bond during the attempted robbery. Recently charged with assaulting a family member, the 30-year-old also previously convicted for aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon, a case 10 years ago that resulted in the death of a 62-year-old Houston man.
And of course, what we end up finding out is what we always find out, is that the city of Houston has one of these district attorneys who has no qualms about releasing people who are dangerous repeat offenders, even killers, even though they have presented themselves as an ongoing threat to society. And the district attorney in Houston is, of course, a woman called Kim Ogg. And of course, she's one of these left-wing, Sean King, George Soros-backed district attorneys who goes into office and refuses to prosecute anyone. And the consequences of her refusing to do her job, her office's edicts, is that Washington was let out onto the streets instead of returned back to prison due to his parole violation, and he ended up in a situation that got himself killed. And I hate to say it like that, because he caused the situation that got himself killed. He decided to commit this robbery. He decided to menace people with a fake firearm. And now we're looking at a situation where the man who actually ended up trying to defend the taqueria is going to face criminal charges, because you have a bunch of activists who are like, well, wait a minute, that's a white guy. This guy was a young black man who didn't do anything. He was just Aladdin. We're going to trot out his mother to talk about how he has a newborn baby. Isn't he a great guy? And by the way, he recently got a job. Why is he robbing people if he recently found employment? Well, that's something for you to worry about. But we really need criminal charges against this white man. Did I mention he drives a pickup truck?
Authorities now wanting to speak with this man seen getting into an old pickup truck, someone the restaurant owner is calling a hero.
Because he's a white man and white supremacy, so this was referred to a grand jury for potential indictment.
Thursday morning was the last time he called me.
What did he say?
He said, Mom, son to mother, I'm trying to be the best person I can be.
On this channel, I don't go after members of the family. Obviously, the heartbreak is real, despite the fact that Eugene Washington was a career criminal, was in the wrong in this situation, and all that. I understand why his mother, of all people, would be hurt for him, would want him to do better, and would want to go to the press, and is seeking to have criminal charges inflicted against the person who killed her kid. Now, that being said, this guy was at fault in this situation. It's a clear and obvious self-defense situation. Under Texas law, you had every presumption that this person was a deadly threat to other people.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
In the store, Eugene Washington should not have been robbing the place, but this idea that the local news is going to find this woman and play this and talk about how it's an ominous phone call, to me, is a little bit ridiculous.
In an ominous phone call Thursday morning, hours before the robbery at El Ranchito that would end his life, 30-year-old Eric Eugene Washington promised his mother, Corrine Goodman, he would do better.
I wish what Eugene talked to his mother, what he promised his mother on his last day on this earth, was actually true. But in reality, it was not. He was not trying to be the best person he could be. He was trying to be a robber. He was robbing people. He was committing more crimes. He was reoffending. And if anybody is to blame for this, other than Eugene Washington, it's the district attorney who refused to do her damn job and hold this guy in jail. I'm not saying jail or prison is particularly safe for anyone, but the likelihood of him being shot while robbing a taqueria is just not that high if he was actually in jail, had his probation or parole, to be more accurate, violated when he was arrested. And while all this energy is being directed at the activists who see this as a racial instance, who are trying to get a woke district attorney to enforce social justice rather than actual justice, what we also didn't really originally see, but I found in this local news segment, was the reaction of the man who pulled the trigger in this instance when he discovered it was a fake gun. Because a lot of people like to paint these shooters as these gung-ho people who are just looking for an opportunity to hurt someone, but I wanted to save this for you, even though they show it earlier in the local news segment, so you can see what he felt the moment he realized that this person was not actually a deadly threat.
The shooter, angry, realizing the robber's gun is plastic, returning the stolen money to customers, taking a sip of his drink, and leaving before police arrive.
That video breaks my heart, and it's infinitely more heartbreaking than people pushing for criminal charges, trying to paint a career criminal as some good grand person who was on the right track and just stumbled a little bit, and then he encountered an evil white racist who tried to stop him from committing an armed robbery. And by the way, to make things worse with the armed robbery, he wasn't just robbing the business. He was robbing individual customers of their personal effects who were just trying to have a nice meal. And for a lot of people who don't care about the business because I guess they have insurance for everything, that makes it significantly worse. But you could see the moment he realizes it's a fake gun, the moment he realizes that he didn't actually have to take this person's life in order to save other people's lives, he can't deal with it. He ends up panicking. He flings the gun in frustration against the wall.
The shooter, angry, realizing the robber's gun is plastic.
And for me, that is so tough. That moment right there shows me that this is a person who actually feels the weight on his soul of taking another human's life, and he's going to be replaying this situation over and over again. He released a statement through his attorney, which, by the way, is incredibly smart. Don't go to the media. They will twist and turn every statement and try to use it against you for potential criminal charges, that talked about how traumatic this was, how he had to deal with what he did in that moment. And obviously, knowing that somebody wasn't actually under physical threat and that you made a snap second decision in order to save people is going to be something that he's in conflict with, and it's really terrible. But remember, this is a terrible thing that Eugene Washington inflicted upon himself and other people through his own actions. Look, I think under Texas law, this man is in the clear. A reasonable person under those circumstances would perceive a deadly threat. It's obviously a threat to himself and to others that were in the taqueria. And despite the fact that it is a fake gun, that has no bearing on the law because you can't tell that's a fake gun. And again, do you want to gamble with your life on whether or not a criminal has a fake gun or has a real gun and is unwilling to use it, or it's unloaded, or all the circumstances that people bring up to try to neutralize what the criminal did in this situation? Now, there is a caveat to that, which is he fired 9 shots at him. Obviously, he connected, but the local news and a lot of people are pointing out that he fired a shot toward his head. I don't know if it hit his head or anything like that later on.
After he took that gun, video shows the customer let off a final shot in the direction of that robber's head.
If you end up in a situation where after the threat appears to be completely neutralized and he fired a shot into the back of this person's head, they might tag him for an excessive force for going beyond what self-defense actually is. But based on the way the local news is reporting this, I'm not sure if that shot connected. I'm not sure if fired near his head or something like that means anything in terms of the circumstances of the case. Even then, I think he'll win, but I think that little bit of ambiguity is all the prosecutor in Houston is going to need in order to string this guy up as an evil white racist that shot somebody who is innocently providing for his kid or whatever the left wing is making up about this guy. Now, if this man ends up facing criminal charges, I will cover this case. If this man ends up going to trial, I will cover the trial. If there are any updates or new information that changes my perception of the sequence of events related to this case, I will also do a follow-up correcting anything that I got wrong. I'll also cover, if such a situation were to emerge, horrible left-wing coverage of this incident where they try to paint this guy as some kind of Aladdin trying to provide for his kids and all of that. But overall, I just want you guys to know and have this as your takeaway that there are consequences of soft on crime policies. It's not even favorable to the criminal in all circumstances because that ended up resulting in this person's death. The fact that he wasn't held accountable to the fullest extent of the law for his previous crimes, for him violating his early release parole, led to him being in this situation in this moment, and now you have a grieving family on one side, a man uncertain about his fate on the other, and a woke district attorney looking for a chance to flex her power, abuse her power by prosecuting a law-abiding citizen, because the number one crime in America, apparently, is defending yourself from a violent repeat offender, from a criminal who should be elevated to the status of a god in our society and be allowed to violate parole, violate all the rules of our society repeatedly, as long as, of course, you could trot people out to make excuses for them. But hey, those are just my thoughts. I invite you, as always, to go to the sources in the description of this video, review it for yourself, and make your own conclusions. But let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you liked the video, show them by leaving a like. Subscribe for more content. Follow me on all my social media. Support me via the support links in the description box of this video. Those of you who joined on my website, I thank you so much. This has been me talking about a self-defense case out of Houston. Till next time.